Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Dalet. We are up to Sivav, the third to last line on page 222. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Temed Sha'usim Mecharzanim, Temed, which is a drink that you make from the Charzanim, which we'll explain in a moment, Shenosnim Aleihemayim, that you place on the Charzanim water, Dinam Kishmarim. It has the same din that we discussed in Zifei of Shmarim. Now, the discussion in Mesechas Nazir, Mecharzanim Adzog, that the Torah says by a Nazir, different parts of the grape, it's a machlokes, whether which one is the peel, which one is the pit. It seems over here that the Mechaber is using Charzanim as a general expression of all the waste material, or the not the ikar part of the grape. So he says, if you take these Charzanim, whether it's the pits or the peels or both, and you place on them water, they have the same din as the Shmarim. And we said last time, the din of the Shmarayayin, which is the sediment of the wine, the bracha is Bari Priyagofen, and we said if you pour on water, three portions of water, and you get out four portions, so it means it pulled out a fourth portion of wine, which is a normal way that we dilute wine, the bracha is Bari Priyagofen. So explains the Mechaber, Vahani Milikish Shenetzru Bakora. This is only if the Chartzanim were pressed under the beam. So they're totally pressed. Avalim Lo Nidruchu Ela Beregel, but if they were only pressed by foot, so not all of the wine went out of it, Afilu Nasan Shlosha Midos Mayim, even if you place on the Charzanim three portions of water, Velo Matza Ela Shlosha Opachos, and you come out with the same three portions or even less, you're still going to make a Bari Pragafen on this drink, because this is considered wine, because we assume that the water that you poured on got absorbed in the zagim, and that which comes out is going to be more wine. So we're saying in this case, where the Charzanim have more moisture in them, because they weren't totally pressed, so then, the rules that we discussed above by the Shmarim fall away. You don't need 3 to 1. Even if you put on 3, and you get out 3 or even less, we're going to say it's Bari Priyagofen, because we assume these parts of the grapes that are there are absorbing the water you put in, and they're giving out wine, and therefore the bracha is Bari Priyagofen. The Rambam then says, Zagim shenosnu aleim te'enim l'chazei koach hayayin. So these zagim, which let's say is the peels of the grapes, that you place on them figs in order to strengthen the power of the wine, afal pi shazagin harov, even though the majority is from the grapes, mikomokom kokoach ha-teina b'mashka, all the power of the figs is in the drink, ve'en levarach b'rei pragofen, and the bracha will not be b'rei pragofen. Let's see the Mishavura and Sivav, and then we'll go to a more, a very practical case in Siv Zayin. The Mechaber said that temed, which is made from the Charzanim, that you place on water, has a din of shmarim. Says the Mishabura, Sivkat Lamedalot, She'osim Echarzanim, Hainu La'acha She'nischad Hayayin Meha'anovim. After you squeeze out all the wine from the grapes, Nosnim Mayim Ala Charzanim Liklo Tam Hayayin She'nisha Behem. So you pour water over the Charzanim in order to pull out the taste of wine that remains in the Charzanim. V'zoa Nikra Temed. That is the drink that's called temed. Sivkatan Hay. So we said it has a din of shmarim when it's netzru bakora, when it's pressed down with the beam. When it's pressed down with the beam, you could assume all the moisture went out, and then it has a din of sediment, and it follows the rules that we had in Sivhei. But if it was only trampled by the foot, so not all of it came out, so we said even if you put three portions and get out three or less, the bracha is still by pragofen. Sivkadim lamed vav, shedinam kitzimukim. It has a din of like raisins. Umikomokum dafka kashiyesh bo tamo shiayin verecho. Obviously, it has to have a taste and a smell of wine. Kanal b'sivkadim lamed beis le'inyanayin shenis arid b'mayim l'gabei the all cases when wine is mixed with water. If you look in the Sha'ar Tzion and Chav Tes, he writes, but everyone agrees, if you'll have six portions of water, then for sure there would not be a shame yayin on that. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitis of Kadin Lamed Zayin on the Ramah. The Ramah said the Zagim, that you place on them the figs to strengthen the koach of the wine, that really ruins the bracha Bari Pragofen, even if the majority is grapes, the ikar taste is coming from the figs, and the bracha will be shahakol. After you took out the wine from the grapes, v'nisharu hazagim, and you have the zagim left, noson aleihem te'enim, you place on them figs, oshar peros l'chazik kochayayin, or other fruit to strengthen the power of the wine, hanisharen, that remains in them, ulahosiv ba'ad mimuso, and to add to the redness. The bracha shahakol kasev koton lamilches kol kocha te'enim, it's all the power of the te'enim. The hateinim hoyabem kolkocham. These figs that were put on were powerful figs. Shalon nismatsu mikodem. They were not squeezed out before. So you have the residue of the raisins, but you have the full figs and the full power of the figs. The hazagim afal pishem aros. Even if the parts of the grapes are the majority of this mixture, hareyotza mehem kvar ikir alachluchas. Most of their moisture already went out. Umistabra da filu rami tulasa vaasi arba'a vioser gamkin lamahani. Even if after you have these te'enim mixed with the zagim, you pour on three portions of water and you come out with four or more, gam kein lomani, it's still not going to help. The la'ulam aminan de'ikra mashkin humea te'enim. We're not going to say that it's mostly wine that's coming out. We're going to say it's mostly liquid from the te'enim, and therefore the bracha will be shahakol. Sivkotin la mites ve'in levarach b'er piragafim. Elo shahakol. Rather, you'll make a shahakol. Da'avi kesheichar te'enim. It's like regular fig beer. The birchasa shahakol. The ayin b'magin Avram, the le'inyan bracha achrona yesh l'stapik, was that the bracha achrona is a little more complicated. Why? The hatashbeitz, who's the one who said the bracha is shahakol, lo briru le svara zol kol kach. It's not really so pashit. That which he said the bracha shahakol in the case of the figs and the zagim wasn't really a davar pashit to him. Umisveka pasak to mevar shakol. Really, out of suffix, he said to make a shakol. The yotzei bazel called davar. As we know, shakol patters everything. He didn't know, so therefore he said shakol. Val kein leinyan bracha achrona yira lishtos revias yayin gomer. But really, for the bracha achrona, we don't have a bracha achrona that covers everything. So therefore, we have a real suffix if the bracha achrona is going to be an ala geffen or it's going to be a bar nefashos. Therefore, the eitzah is, says the mishabura, that you should see to it to drink a revias of regular wine, the avarach ala gefen, liftor gamashkezu. You'll make an ala gefen on real wine, and that will cover this drink that is a suffix as well. And now we go weiter in the mechavis of Zion, something that's a little more practical to us, that probably comes up every day for us. Says the Mechaber, Hashosem Mayim Litzma'u Mevarech Shahakol. A person who drinks water when he is thirsty makes a brach of Shahakol. Ula Acharov Borei Nefashos Rabos. And afterwards he makes a Borei Nefashos. So the brach on water when you're thirsty is Shahakol Borei Nefashos. Aval Im Chanakte Umtza. However, if he is choking on a piece of meat, Vishosem Mayim Lahavir HaUmtza, and he's drinking water just to remove the meat which is stuck, there is no bracha, because he's not drinking it for any kind of hana, he gets no hana, and therefore there is no bracha on that drinking. Now the Mechaber is discussing two very exact cases. There's many shailas that come up. We'll see them in Shabura, we'll touch on the Beralocha, and then we'll see a bunch of notes, very practical cases. But the Mechaber again says, if you're drinking water when you're thirsty, so you make a shahakol, and you make a barna fashos. If you are just trying to get out some meat that's stuck in your throat by drinking water, there's no bracha. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Mem, Litzmo, you're drinking it when you're thirsty. Nira de lav davko litzmo mamish. It's lav davko that you're thirsty. You don't actually have to be thirsty. Ela bistoma kol shachich nene me'amayim. Anytime your palate is going to get any pleasure from the water, mistoma hu tzamek tzas, we have to assume that you're a little bit thirsty, v'tzarech lebracha. So it doesn't have to be that you just finished a ball game and you're so thirsty, even if it's just time, you didn't drink for a while, and you're taking a drink, and your palate's going to get hanah from it, you didn't feel so thirsty, but if you will get hanah from it, then it warrants a bracha. Din eino tzame klal, if you are not thirsty at all, lo hoya hachich nene mimenu. Because if you're not thirsty at all, then your palate would not get any pleasure from it. Now, you try to evaluate that before. But I guess if you took the first sip thinking you weren't thirsty, and you said, oh, that's geschmack, so then you make a bracha afterwards. But l'chore, you could figure out if it will feel pleasurable to the palate. You make a shakel, even if you wouldn't define yourself as thirsty. That's called being thirsty. Sivkotan mem aleph, chanakte umtza. But if you were choking on meat, sha'omad lo dvar achilu begrono, you got something stuck in your throat, Men beis v'shasa mayim, dafka mayim, very important mishabura. This that when you have something stuck in your throat and you're taking a drink and we say there's no bracha is specifically when you're drinking water. She'ein hachech nene mehem ki'im kesheshos el etzmo, because we say that there's no pleasure in drinking water unless you are thirsty. Aval kesheshos el shamashkim, you take a drink of soda, you take a drink of orange juice, o ucha chatichas pas, so you take a piece of bread, she'achech nene mehem, all these cases the palate for sure gets pleasure from, av she'eino shoseyu v'uchlo achshav ki'im la'avir umtza. Even though you're only drinking it or eating it now in order to get rid of the thing that's stuck in your throat, chayav levarech olav b'tchila, there is for sure a bracha. So this whole discussion of not making a bracha when you're taking it so that you can get something stuck out of your throat is only by water. Because water, we say, there's only pleasure when you're thirsty. But other foods and drinks, even if you're not hungry or thirsty, there's automatic pleasure. And therefore, even if you're only taking it to clear your throat, you would absolutely require a bracha. So chayav levarach ova betchil v'sof, like we'll see later in Sivches. Ukeshoshose mayim baboker l'refula yivarach, someone who drinks water in the morning for refuah purposes, not make a bracha. V'imgam litzmo yivarach, but if he's doing it for refuah and also because he's thirsty, so he would make a bracha. Now I want to point out, firstly, the bir halacha, the bottom line of the page. Chanakte umtza, I am a mishabura. V'nirid hu adinim shose mayim kidei lahorid amozen l'makomo. If you're trying just to get the food down, it would be the same thing. The pa'amim, eira shamachal omeid be'emtza. Sometimes the food, you feel like it's, you're not choking, but you feel like it's just sitting there, it's stuck. V'nirid lo kemisha dochig lo keneged libo. You feel like it's stuck against your heart. So you're drinking something to push it down. Hu gam kein bichlal zeh. That would be the same din. Kevan she'enu shose l'ano. You're not drinking it for any hano. You're just trying to get the food down. That would be like you are choking. If it is water, you would not make a bracha on it.
When I choke, I just drink without a bracha. Just as a Hatzolaman.
As a Hatzolaman. Okay, that's good. A Hatzolaman tells us, or a Bresher, that when he's choking, so he drinks the water, he's Mekayim the halacha. Now, there are many, many shilas that come up. Let's say you're giving a shir, and your throat's getting dry, but you're not really thirsty, you just need a drink to clear your throat. Interesting shiloh, do you make a bracha or not? The Bralocha points out, we're not going to read this Bralocha, I want to go to the notes, because they get into many, many shilohs, but in the notes they discuss over here, if you're doing it to join in with the Zimun, according to the Magen Avraham, we saw it's a machlokes, when you have 10, or possibly 3, so the Mechaber said you could drink anything or anything, just not water. And the Mishabur brought from the Magen Avraham, even water is okay. So if you're drinking the water to join the Zimun, so you'd have to be thirsty for that as well. Another example he brings down is if you have a Safek Bracha, you're trying to clarify the Safek Bracha, you'd have to be thirsty there as well. That's what the Bir Halacha discusses. And the Bir Halacha Bikr is discussing that when the Mechaber tells us from the Gemara that you're choking on meat, it's Lav Dafka. It's any example of a situation that you're not thirsty, so choose the example that's one mushel that you're choking on meat. So now we're going to go through some notes and see some very interesting cases. Note number 25 discusses drinking tea. No sugar, just tea. V'chein ha-shose tei, l'lo sukar, k'dei sh'lo lotzeis mi-beiso b'lo mashke b'gufo. You're just trying to get something into your system, but you're having tea with no sugar. Aval eino tsame, you're not thirsty. V'ein lo hano b'li ha-sukar, and it gives you no pleasure without sugar, you don't enjoy it. So kasa b'sifrei imrei noam, b'shem ha-gra she'en mevarech. So they bring down v'shem the gra, no bracha on tea when there's no sugar and you're not thirsty. Meidoch ha'esh al Avram mevuah shekol mashke sheish bo tam, as long as it's a taste. V'hu mugder mashke, and it's called a drink. V'lo mayim mevarech alav. So then we have a machlokes on tea without sugar. Listen to the next part of the note. V'ashose tei shenosem bo harbe tamsis lo sukar. You put a lot of tea essence and you put no sugar in. Rav Yashiv says, Sha'af im shosa oso litzmo, even if you are thirsty, eino mevarech alav. Says Rav Yashiv, no bracha. Kevan she'ein bo hano, there's no pleasure. Ulagabe kafe lolo sukar, and in terms of coffee without sugar, hareza tolu b'nei adam, it depends on the person. Sheyesh nena mikaf v'tzarech levarach, some like their coffee without sugar, so they need a bracha. Avami she'enu nena einu levarach hazeh. Says Rav Yashiv, if there's no milk or sugar, there's nothing. You're having black coffee, and you never have it like that, and it's disgusting to you, you're pushing yourself just so you can have the caffeine. Zakar Rav Yashiv, no bracha. Note number 26, drinking before a tainus. It's a few minutes before Tisha B'Av, and you want to just drink. You're not bechlal thirsty. You just drank 3 water bottles, but you're, you know, a shtickle nervous, so you want to have a 4th water bottle. You're bechlal not thirsty. Umisha eino tzame ka'es. A person who's not thirsty right now. V'shosem mayim kidei shelo yitzma'achar kach. But you're doing it to prevent being thirsty later. So the Eish L'Avram writes, she'yitochin she'tzarech levarech. It's logical to say that you do need a bracha. Shezehu bichlal litzmo'u. He says if it's to avoid thirst in the future, that's called litzmo'u, and you would make a bracha. Sharei sibas hashtia hi kidei shelo yitzmachakach. It has to do with being thirsty. Right now you're not thirsty, but it's to prevent being thirsty later, you would make a bracha. Ah, however, B'das Torah Kosov Shemaskonas Ha'eshel Avram B'Ksavov, the same Eshel Avram, comes out L'maskonas She'ein L'varech Elok Shuk Fartzomei. It's not enough that you're trying to prevent thirst in the future, you have to be thirsty right now. V'chein Das Rav Yashiv and Agon Rav Nissen Kerelitz, Shas Shosem Mayan Be'erev Tainis. You're drinking water before a fast, Kedei Laharbos Nozlem Baguf, in order to hydrate yourself. U'Peshash Diyoso Eino Nene Klal, at the time of drinking you're getting no pleasure. Eino mevarich, there's no bracha. V'rak im margish tzas hano bepiv. Only if you feel a little bit, no, you make a bracha. Kegon beretz Yisrael sheyomim chamim lefnei tzom yom kippurim l'tzom tishabav. So then, if this in Kerala says you have to make a bracha, if it's 100 degrees outside in the summer, so no matter how much you drank, you're always a little bit thirsty because it's so hot outside. But otherwise, Sam, it's before Asar B'Teves, it's winter, you're not b'chal thirsty, you're just nervous about the fast and you're drinking. So these posts can say, Rav Yashim included, that there would be no bracha. He does bring afterwards from the Shevet Alevi that he's noted that if you're drinking so you shouldn't be thirsty, that you would make a bracha. So that is in Machlokes. L'choro, we'd go Safik brachas, L'akel, Pashas, you would not make a bracha. If we move on to note number 27, he discusses seltzer. So seltzer, is seltzer like water that you only make a bracha when you're thirsty or not? Umei soda, she'ein lahem tam atzmi, they have no taste. Rak she'esh behem gazim v'kadoma, just has carbonation. So Rav Nissen Karel, it says, she'ein kol b'nei adam v'ein kol ha'itim shavim bazeh, everyone's different. V'hamargish v'shtiyosam ni'imus, someone who enjoys drinking seltzer, nechshav she'nenem min amayim, that's called that he got hanof in the water. V'ein tzarech davka tam atzmi k'mo sukar v'kadoma. The pleasure doesn't have to be from something sweet as geshmak. It could be the bubbles of geshmak for you. So that alone would warrant the bracha according to Nissen Karelitz. V'yevarech birchas anenin afke sheshoshel shelo l'tzmo. You're not thirsty, you would make a bracha on that seltzer. V'chein hora agon revozner. Shetzarech levarech alem mipnei tam hachamitzus. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Steinman argues, and Rav Steinberg, Rav Steinman and Rav Steinberg both right. Shemesoda dinom kemayim linyan zeh, that plain seltzer, unflavored seltzer is like water. Kevon shemayim ba'alma, it's just water. Ve'ein nene lechech mitosefes hagaz. And there's no pleasure to the palate by having the bubbles, and therefore they hold that plain seltzer, if you are not thirsty, you would not make a bracha, just like plain water. If you're not thirsty, there is no bracha. Note number 28, very interesting shaila. A person wants to take a pill. First thing, pill, he's b'chlal not thirsty, he's taking water just to get the pill down. A person's taking a drink of water just to help out swallowing a pill. The Ben Yishchai writes, she'ein zeh nechshav tshtia litzma'o. That's not called drinking when you're thirsty. V'lo yivarech and yushnamik abracha. V'chein kosa v'shevet alevi Rav Ozner. V'hosevin he adds on, shemish tzarech lishos mayim b'tishabov. One who needs to drink water on Tisha B'Av kedei levloa kadur, in order to take a pill, lo yivarech aleim, there's no brach on the water. Kevan shematara shtiyaso hi kedei levloa es hakadur v'hu eino rotze lihonos mizeh. You bedafka don't want to get pleasure from the water. It's a fast day. You don't want the water. You're only taking a little bit of water that you need to get the pill down. Now the poskim say a very minimal amount of water. Better if you make it bitter on Tisha B'Av. But poskim say even if it's not bitter, if you can't use it with bitter and you can't take it by itself, take a little bit of water. There would be no bracha on that water that's purely for the pill. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv argues, Das Rav Yashiv, shelechora tzarech levarech, lechora you would have to make a bracha, mitnesha sof sof nene, lemaisa, it's the middle of Tisha B'Av, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you haven't had anything in 20 hours, so lemaisa, you are getting hana, and he says, therefore you would make a bracha on that little bit of water you're taking with your pill. V'hosef, and he adds on, Shahadovar Tolui b'machlokes ben atosas v'haran ha'im mi shenene ach eino mechavin lehonos nechshav kenene. They have a machlokes, but the one who has hano, but he's not mechavin for the hano, is not considered getting hano, but he does say that would be Tolui on the machlokes. One last point that I want to point out is note number 29. This is an interesting shiloh, because we said when you're thirsty, make a bracha before and after. Well, we know that in order to be clear to make a bracha achrona after a drink, you have to drink a revius. right? Between a kazayas and a revius, which is a third of revius, and a full revius is a suffik, it's a machlokas. Less than a kazayas, less than a third of revius, for sure no bracha achrona. A revius, everyone holds you need a bracha achrona. So if you're drinking water, so do you have to be thirsty for the whole revius? Let's say you just need a little bit of water. A revius, I don't know, 4 ounces, 3.5 ounces, 5 ounces, according to Chazon Ish. Whatever revius is, you have to be thirsty the entire revius to require a bracha achrona afterwards. So note 29, he writes, someone who got a geshmak out of the beginning of his drink of water, but when he finished a shir of revius, he lost his thirst. His thirst went away, and it's not geshmak for him. It has to be that you are getting hanah from it the entire revius. Mishum she'tzarach lishtos es kol hashir litzmo. The entire drink that requires the brach achrona has to be litzmo in order to require brach achrona. V'chein hora revozner. V'das agunim this in Karelet, she'af she'kein halach, even though that's true. He says, "Nikomakon l'maisa ein zeh matzui klal." It's very uncommon that you're going to get hanah from the entire revius. Even though he had enough after a half a revius, he says it's still considered that you're drinking it with thirst, even though you're not thirsty anymore. That's still considered drinking with thirst. If you were thirsty when you started, we have to assume you were a little bit thirsty along the way. This gra that says you have to be thirsty and get hanof and the whole revius is not so pashit. Even if only the beginning of your drinking was with thirst, the whole drink is called hanof. So here we have a major machlokas. Whether if you start off a little bit thirsty, because we saw before for a bracha rishona, very minimal thirst, that your palate's going to get a little bit of pleasure, is not to make the bracha, but if you're not going to be getting this pleasure the whole way through the revius, so it's very not pasha to make a bracha achrona. It seems like Rav Nissen Karelitz and Rav Shlomo Zalman say, in all cases, if you start off with a bracha rishona and you drink a shir, we count that as drinking a litzmon, and you would make a bracha achrona. The gra seems to say not that way. Tzarechian, we'll continue with Shem tomorrow with Sif. Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.